News, I'm Ben Thomas. House Republicans secured final approval for President Trump's big tax breaks and spending cuts bill today. Democrats like Pete Aguilar decried it.
Healthcare costs are going to go up as Medicaid gets gutted. Electric bills are going to go up when clean energy tax credits are wiped out at the request of the oil lobbyists. And cutting food assistance programs like SNAP is going to hurt working people.
Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
Why does the other side keep hiding behind billionaires as their excuse to vote no? Because they made a decision, Mr. Speaker, early off, they don't want to give people back their money.
In the end, two Republicans voted with the Democrats. Final passage, 218 to 214. Meantime, Sagar Meghani has the government's June jobs numbers.
American employers added a surprising 147,000 jobs last month, 3,000 more than in May. The unemployment rate fell to 4.1%.
Weekly jobless claims were down again, and mortgage rates eased for a fifth straight week. Freddie Mac puts the average 30-year at 6.67%. Stocks closed a holiday-shortened session and the week with gains, the S&P at a new high. The first group of migrants bound for deportation has arrived at a new detention center deep in the Florida Everglades. Dubbed Alligator Alcatraz, it consists of tents and trailers surrounded by razor wire. In a wildfire in a wilderness area of Central California's exploded in size, Lisa Dwyer reports.
Dry, hot weather has raised the fire risk for large portions of California ahead of the 4th of July holiday weekend. The Madre Fire is California's largest blaze so far this year, ripping through grasslands after breaking out Wednesday about 125 miles northwest of Los Angeles. Evacuation orders and warnings were issued for the tiny communities that dot the area. The fire has grown to more than 55 square miles with just 5% containment. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Actor Michael Madsen has died. Mike Kempen has details.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says Madsen was found unresponsive in his Malibu home Thursday morning and pronounced dead. Investigators believe he died of natural causes. They do not suspect any foul play. Madsen's manager says cardiac arrest was the apparent cause. Madsen was best known for his menacing characters in Quentin Tarantino films Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill.
I would rather be the guy that rides off over the mountain into the sunset.
In a 2004 interview, he said he had played so many villains, he was happy to be cast as a more rounded guy in an ESPN drama called Tilt.
It gives me a little bit more chance to have a flip side and have a heart and have a love interest.
Madsen's career spanned more than 300 credits, stretching back to the early 1980s. I'm Mike Hempen.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.